Hello. I put one foot in front of the other, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Polyamory is all the rage these days, but what if your data was polyamorous? Dating app Field is trying to be something different. They want to give you more options to like dial in exactly what you're looking for. And they also exposed all of your information to everybody, like all of them, whoa. I want to preface this by saying that Field now claims that they have already solved all of these problems. But let's talk about what happened. Internet security firm Fortbridge did a test of Field's services and alerted Field that, hey, dog, anyone can basically do anything without even needing to hack your account. These are the things that they were able to do just by poking and prodding. They were able to view photos that they weren't supposed to be able to see. They could read, edit, and delete other people's messages. They could send messages in other users' chats. They could edit other people's profiles. And they could also view other people's matches. And that's not the exhaustive list. So how did they do this? Did they hack into the mainframe? Did they, like, steal the CEO's thumbprint to get past biometric security? No, they just kind of looked at the data. Buckle up, boyos. We're gonna get nerdy with it. It's time for an education. When an app interfaces with a server, it uses a thing called an API. Basically, Field's API was hella fucked. The researchers looked at the data that was being sent to their app and found that their app was loading data that they weren't supposed to have access to for the purposes of showing them that they don't have access to the data. Like, here's a person's picture, they're blurred. You're supposed to have to like match with them or subscribe or whatever before you can actually see the photo, but they sent the photo to your phone and then blurred it on your phone, so you actually have that data. Now, the average user isn't going to just randomly stumble upon this, but a bad actor wouldn't have to do a whole lot to get that information. But what's worse is they started then pushing back on the API, saying, hey, API, I swear I'm this other user. What can you do for me? And the API was like, oh, baby, I do it all. So yeah, they were able to pretend that they were the app and say, hey, server, I'm that person. Let me edit their profile. And the server was like, yeah, sure, that makes sense to me. Yeah, you absolutely are them. Consider this metaphor. You walk into a doctor's office and walk straight to the front desk and say, I'm John Wanman. I want my medical records. And they're like, okay, John Wanman, here you go. Here's your medical records. And then without breaking eye contact, you're like, I'm Lisa Leeseman. Also, give me my medical records. And they're like, absolutely, Lisa Leeseman, here you go. Here's your medical records. You're like, okay, cool. Neat. Field was alerted of these vulnerabilities back in March, and they didn't fully tackle all of them until August, apparently. The blog post came out just last week. So hey, it's really easy to hear stories like this and be like, oh, well, it's the internet, my data's everywhere, it's not worth even bothering. I really encourage you to push back on that sentiment. General privacy, personal security, it's an ongoing battle, but it's not a lost cause on the internet. It's hard, but it's possible. And while in this case, it was literally a matter of people trusting a third-party entity that didn't properly implement security protocols that are basic, still, you can do some simple stuff like use a password manager. I highly recommend Bitwarden as a password manager if you're looking for a place to start. Not sponsored. Lightning round. Boeing workers have gone on strike. They might be on strike for quite some time because Boeing was like, hey, we're going to give you that raise that you wanted. It is garbage. And the workers voted almost unanimously to go on strike. So they're holding out. USPS is rolling out new delivery trucks and they are adorable, stubby little dudes. An update on a story from a while back, an NYPD cop who learned that the department had these like get out of jail free cards that were kind of hush hush and passed out to friends and family. He pushed back on that and got reprimanded for it. But just recently, he ended up winning a big old settlement out of the deal. Notably, the NYPD has no intention to stop using these cards. In fact, Eric Adams, former head cop and now mayor of New York City, acknowledged the settlement, but didn't say anything else. He declined to comment. And finally for today, the entire team of Annapurna Interactive, a video game publishing company that published Stray and Outer Wilds, quit. They are a subsidiary of Annapurna just in general. There's also Annapurna Pictures, but they wanted to spin off into their own company. And the Annapurna was like, no. So they were like, all right, bye. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Head to skh.news for sources and more. My name is Endeavorance. I will see you again soon. Take care and be well.